This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? What's happening? It is a Friday edition of the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And on a Friday, we have previewing to do. We have not only previewing most of the show of your NFL weekend and most of that, the Commanders and Cowboys, but a little later this hour, also a preview of a DC team that's going to be playing for a title this weekend. That's at 4:45, championship on the line. But we start, as we always do on Friday, first by saying hello to Anthony Haney, because otherwise that would be very rude, Anthony, if I did not say a proper hello. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Greg.
Thanks for coming today. Thanks for coming to work.
Yes, I try. I try every day.
Yeah, that's good, and you succeed. You haven't no-showed yet, so you're trying at least for showing up to work is paying off. The job you do when you get here, questionable, but that's okay. That's all of us. just kidding, everybody. Anthony's doing a great job. So we start Friday with our keys to the game. And for the Commanders this weekend, I've been trying to think of a good analogy. Sometimes I do, and then speaking of trying and failing, sometimes my analogies are terrible. But I think I actually, Anthony, have a pretty good analogy for the Commanders and Cowboys this weekend, specifically of kind of who the Cowboys are. Like, when you were facing the Eagles last week, you're facing a team that offensively is actually not dissimilar to the Cowboys in a lot of ways. Like, the way they go about these things is differently. So Mike McCarthy and Kellen Moore definitely run different schemes, different systems. But they are two teams that kind of play isolation basketball. And they want to get their playmakers in space and generate good matchups. And if you have some of the playmakers they've got, then, like, that makes a lot of sense. Why wouldn't you want to get Saquon Barkley and A.J. Brown and CeeDee Lamb and all these different guys the ball? But the difference is that when you're facing the Philadelphia Eagles, it is like you are facing the 2008 Boston Celtics or the 2015 or 2017 maybe, Golden State Warriors. And the reason I analogize it to those two teams is like, and really, it would be more the 08 Celtics because, the Warriors played this like beautiful, free-flowing basketball, and the Celtics would run Ray Allen around a bunch of picks. But the talent is the thing, right? It's like Rajon Rondo on those 08 Celtics teams would just always find Ray Allen, always find Paul Pierce, and inevitably you could slow them down for a little bit, but one of those guys would hit a shot, or Kevin Garnett would make a play. And then if all else failed, if you get in total like, oh, we need to have a bailout, you'd have Rondo go make a play himself. He would inexplicably hit a three, or he was, especially before he got hurt back in that 08 championship season, great at driving to the rim, and he'd hit a clutch layup, and you're like, God, we finally shut down everyone else, and then he would make a play. And that's exactly what happened to the Commanders last week, right? Is like they most of the day held up against Barkley, most of the day held up against Brown and Smith, and then on a key 3rd-and-7 late in the game in the fourth quarter, Washington's got the lead and Jalen just goes and runs for a first down by literally his fingertips. And then a couple plays later, Saquon finds the end zone. And then then Ray Allen hit three threes, in the analogy, right? If you're facing the Cowboys this week, talking about the offensive side of the ball, it's kind of like facing like the 06 Lakers where Kobe would absolutely kill you. He could drop 50 on any given night. I mean, 06 is the year that he dropped 81. And other than that, they were terrible. And he's just like, man, I got Smush Parker trying to get me the ball. This ain't going to work. And that's kind of the Cowboys right now with Cooper Rush, quarterback. Again, a guy who's won some football games before. I know Dan Quinn talked about that earlier in the week. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Cooper Rush, but he's Cooper Rush. He's not Dak Prescott. And CeeDee Lamb is capable of absolutely crushing you and generating something out of nothing. You know, I think that's something that Joe and Dan really, really emphasized this week, because they're emphasizing it in the press conference, that CeeDee came out of Oklahoma as a punt returner as well as a great receiver. He can take an ounce of space, a sliver, and just absolutely create a mega play out of it anywhere on the field. And there's only so much you can do about that. But you can double him. You can make that really hard. You can focus in on making sure he doesn't get that space. And if you did that to the 06 Lakers on Kobe, you just double him. Like, they weren't going to beat you. And that's kind of what Dallas is. And the thing is, that's actually who they are defensively. Like, Philadelphia defensively was complex. Their zone match stuff is really, really hard for quarterbacks, because it is a zone, but it plays like man. And that makes your reads really, really muddy. And then they have their, tremendous personnel that's doing all that stuff. And so you've got good scheme, good personnel, and thus it can become a bit of a nightmare, and it was for Washington. Well, Dallas, they're also at this point, the 06 Lakers, and Micah Parsons is Kobe on defense, and that dude can wreck your day, but if you just put the requisite resources to him, like, they're actually not that hard to beat as a team. And so this line on Sunday is 10.5, and on Monday on my pick show on YouTube, where I pick all the games against the spread, I picked Washington to cover it, because I just think the matchups for Washington are exactly what they want. They want a team that they can run the football on. That is who Dallas has been. They want to be able to generate big plays, explosive plays offensively, and a lot of that coming off quick game and letting their playmakers play, in space. Eckler, Terry, Diami, like these guys that have been good runners for them this year. That's who Dallas is. They're not a good space team. They haven't tackled well. They take bad angles. They let a lot of air. There's a lot of air in their defense generally. And then offensively, a team that can't run the football very well, which has kind of been Washington's, statistically speaking, it's been their Achilles heel. It's kind of, they've given up some big stuff, you know, if teams can run on them late in games, and Dallas is not going to be that team, or shouldn't be that team, because they don't have the firepower to get up in the first place. And offensively, like, down in, down out, they'll give you some opportunities for some interceptions, and Washington has been more opportunistic of late. They can handle like one big star, because I think Dan, as a head coach, understands like stars win games, and he's not going to let the other team's stars win games if he can help it. If there's not so many that's impossible, you're not plugging a hole one place just to be leaky in another. Like, who cares if you're leaky against the run against Dallas? Like, you can play with a light box. Just get that other safety over top of CD at all times and don't let the bad stuff happen. And so I think for Washington this week, that is kind of how this game sets up from a matchup standpoint. The key is just don't give up the big plays. Be smart, you know, make sure that Mike is accounted for, make sure CD is accounted for. And I'm not going to say it's going to be an easy win, because it's a division game and there are no such thing as easy wins in the NFL. Just ask Pittsburgh last night. There's no reason the Browns should beat the Steelers, except for the part where they did. And so this does, though, remind me of a lot of games earlier in the season where you just look at the matchup and you go, man, if Washington executes the level that they are capable of and the game plan is as sharp as we think it should be, this could be another game where Washington easily drops a 40-burger. This could be a game where their defense looks pretty dominant. And that is even before we get to the fact that Washington is coming off of a mini-bye after the Thursday night game, and Dallas is preparing for this game on a short week after getting their teeth kicked in on Monday Night Football against the Texans. So that's the long version, Anthony, of I feel pretty good about this one for Washington.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it as well. I think the first 15 minutes of the game, essentially just getting off to a fast start, is important for the team. Dallas has been, you know, susceptible against allowing other teams to, you know, get up on them early. And, you know, sometimes Dallas has been able to, you know, rally and, you know, make the game interesting. But for the most part, just knowing us and knowing that Dak isn't that quarterback, I think getting out, getting a comfortable lead could just make it an easy day for the Commanders. So I would focus in on the start of the game. coming off the mini bye.
Yeah, I think that that'd be huge. Like, you get up on this team. We talked about this earlier in the season, obviously, the game flow type of stuff. Where, like, you get up on this team, and Cooper Rush all of a sudden has to throw the ball 40 times, and Joe Witt Jr. can get in his bag as a blitzer.
Man.
You can dedicate, use double CD every time. You got seven guys in coverage on a lot of snaps, and you're bringing an extra rusher here, an extra blitzer to there. Like, it just becomes a much easier game for Washington, and one where they should be able to thrive. And the other big thing is, like, can they sustain drives? Because with B-Rob back in this week, and you know, I taped something earlier today, spoiler alert, but I taped something earlier today with my guy Andrew Filipponi, who hosts a show on the Odyssey app every Sunday. It's a FanDuel Ways to Win Radio. Pony does a great job. Would highly recommend listening to it if you want a good preview of the NFL weekend. Again, it's Sundays on the Odyssey app, but we actually taped the game preview you'll hear for the Washington-Dallas game on that show today. And he's like, hey, how do you feel about Brian Robinson over rushing yards as a prop bet? And I was like, I actually feel pretty good about it because this, you know, one, Dallas is not a very good run defense. And two, because of the way Robinson runs, where it's not necessarily like the 70 yarder, but it's a bunch of 7 yarders in a row, that is an ability that creates an ability for him to stack carries and get 20, 25 carries potentially in this game. And even if he only gets 18 because they're like up late and they just don't want to put the wear and tear on him and they put McNichols in, like the idea that B-Rob could go 18 for 85 and 2 touchdowns is very much alive in this game because unlike some of the other games where they haven't been able to sustain drives, like I think he'll get the opportunities. Like you can't stack attempts if you don't have the plays to stack them. And I think the way that Washington is going to be able to play offensively in this game should lead to a high play total. And it also means the defense is fresher and more effective. And so that complimentary football that got them wins earlier in the season should hopefully be making its return to Northwest Field for the home team on Sunday. As for how the offense gets back on track in general, Logan and I talked about it on Take Command, and you'll definitely want to hear what Big Mr. Paulson has to say about that, and we're going to give you that preview next here on The Hoffman Show.